Art of the Year is very pleased to welcome to our show a Telly Award-winning and Emmy-nominated spokesperson who has a passion for people with her show that educates, motivates, makes a difference one topic at a time. She brings her a wealth of experience and is seen frequently on Lakeshore PBS. Please welcome to our show, Art in the Air, Whitney Reynolds of The Whitney Reynolds Show.
Hello. I am so honored to be here with everyone.
Aloha.
We're so excited to have you. So, well, what our audience would love to hear, Whitney, is your journey. You have kind of an interesting journey of how you came here. So, like, how you got from where you were to where you are now, your whole journey of working along the way in school and all that.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that started for me at a very young age. I was one of those little kid dreamers that when most girls were dressing up as Barbies, I was pretending to be Sally, Jesse, Raphael in my living room. And I would pull out, my toilet paper roll with a tennis ball on top to be my microphone and make whatever friend, neighbor of mine let me interview them. And so I would do that in my living room and was always encouraged at a very young age to dream big and to dream deep. And even as a small kid, I knew there was this big dream in my heart, but there was also like other dreams, you know, like I still wanted to play sports. There was other things I still dreamed of, but TV was my longing for a career. And that was very unique, I would say, to most people that met me as a 5 to 8 year old living in a small town in Oklahoma to have this aspiration to be a major television show host. So at fast forward a few years, I would sneak behind the couch when my mom wasn't looking and watch Jenny Jones. It kept evolving, this dream. It didn't stop with Sally, Jesse, Raphael. It went to Jenny Jones. And I had this fascination with women in television and how they crafted their stories. And the reason I said sneak behind the couch, because my mom, very Bible Belt area, really didn't believe in the hooting and hollering that was going on back in the day on TV, like the Jerry's. Right. Even though I could kind of hear the ring of Whitney one day, I knew there would be some tweaks with my future show. So fast forward a few more years, my family went through a very challenging time, one that impacts not only me, but other people in my family. So I actually, I keep that story a little close to chest right now, just because it does impact other people than just me. But our family went through a very pivotal moment that was extremely hard and very hard for being where we live and very, very hard for the year that everything happened. It was not 2020. It wasn't Chicago. So I'll just keep it as that. It was a very hard situation for the location and time. And I had this connect the dots moments in my 20s that happened. It's like I didn't have this dream as a kid. And I also didn't have this challenging childhood. And that's really what developed the Whitney Reynolds Show. Now, going back like in my years of, you know, from middle school on to where I am now, I always stayed course of television. I went as an intern to Good Morning America. And then I started anchoring a morning show outside of my hometown. I lived outside of Dallas and got to be in Market 161, where I learned literally how to talk on television for 2 hours a day. I was their morning anchor and then I was a reporter producer. And that was really some of the seeds that were teaching me not only how to talk, but the right questions to ask, how to communicate with a viewer where, you know, they want to know more. But with news, you only have a limited time. So how do you craft that story within that time? So I learned a ton whenever I was a morning anchor. And then I moved here and I started Weekends with Whitney, which was an around the town show. I've always had the gift to gab. And I love knowing the intricate details of someone's story. But like I said, it was this moment in Chicago where I had this platform. And I literally, it was like the dots connected. It was like playing connect the dots, but in my head of like, okay, I don't accidentally have this show. And I didn't accidentally have that hardship. And for years I was told, what I went through, you're not that person anymore. You don't have to say that's part of you. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is what I need to be for other people. I need to be that safe space for all stories, that people know that their story matters and the challenging times can really facilitate a lot of hope. And so that is when the Whitney Reynolds Show formed. And I remember it was like the day before I met my husband. and I was getting ready to pitch the network. And whenever I say the network, it was WTTW at the time. I was going in to pitch them. And I remember just being kind of nervous about taking this leap into something so different, because I was told that won't sell, Whitney. What sells is you being at restaurants and trying food. What sells, Whitney, is you being out and around town and talking about the newest movie or fashion. But I knew my passion and my story didn't collide in that way. And I was called to do something more. For me personally. And I have so many friends that are doing those type of shows, and I love it because that's their mission, but that wasn't mine. And so I pitched PBS and they picked me up, and it was a life-changing moment for me, because that's when I stepped into what I know I've been called for here on this earth.
And we appreciate you coming on and sharing a little bit about your story, Whitney.
Thank you. It's really neat to have the opportunity. I always ask people to share their story, and to share mine with you has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Whitney.
Thank you.